Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWV FM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
6:01. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves on the West Coast. And what a weekend it was, hey? And here's some of the, I was going to say highlights, but really they're lowlights, right? In Coquitlam, right now we're hearing of an ongoing search for a resident of a home that washed away in a mudslide on Saturday. On the North Shore this morning, a local state of emergency has been declared in the district of North Vancouver. So we're talking about Panorama Drive, if you know the area. At least 6 homes there are under mandatory evacuation orders. And then how about all the viral videos from the weekend, too? They showed streets turning into rivers, and that was primarily North Shore and Coquitlam. Some areas, I don't know if you see some of the videos that even had fish swimming down the rivers in the streets. We'll keep an eye on that. I know most of the rain or all of the rain is pretty much over, but some communities are still going through it. So more at the 6:30 point this hour. Meanwhile, in BC politics, the final results of Saturday's provincial election will not be known until next week at least. Now, this is because, well, official recounts need to take place in ridings where the difference between candidates is less than 100 votes. Elections BC says it will be recounting as well about 49,000 absentee and mail-in ballots. The initial results that we have right now, though, do show the NDP leading or elected in 46 ridings, 45 for the Conservatives and 2 for the Greens. And shifting to sports, Canucks lost in Philly over the weekend. Next chance for a win is tomorrow in Chicago. But let's chat BC Lions. They're headed to the playoffs after a win at home on Saturday. And fingers crossed, we're going to see the Lions at the 111th Grey Cup, which is coming up in November the 17th, right here at home. Mornings with Tara Jean. And wave weather. Man, it's calmed down. Mostly cloudy today, just a chance of showers and a high of 12. Right now at 555 West Georgia, 9 degrees with Chicago.
love so satisfying. Carry me right up to the clouds. Ooh, just tell me how you do what you do. You got me running to
Jay, and you know, over the weekend, there were a few people surprised to find wildlife on their porches, on their back balconies. And that's because the atmospheric river caused flooding. And a lot of the wildlife were seeking refuge, as they do in big fat storms like that, but especially with rivers flowing, right? So if you are on the North Shore, especially maybe even Coquitlam, which both those communities absolutely going through it, you may want to check your back porch. A lot of people are finding, you know, families of raccoons kind of curled up there. Maybe your porch will be their new home. I hope not.
Hello there, it's Phil Evans with Life Around Town in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. North Shore Craft Beer Week is back for another round of laid-back fun this November. Roll out the barrel for 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting the incredible craft breweries that call the North Shore home. And remember to get your tickets in advance for the wrap-up party November 15th at the Pipe Shop. It usually sells out. All the ticket info at wave983.fm. British Columbia's largest model train expo rolls into the PNE 4. Forum, November 2nd and 3rd. Vancouver Train Expo is for everyone, from hobbyists and modelers to kids and families. Tickets available at the door. And The Wave is thrilled to support the Ocean Film Festival World Tour. This year's festival highlights the beauty and power of the ocean, Thursday, November 7th at the Centennial Theatre in North Van. Full info, wave983.fm. Life Around Town is in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. Visit them online at kpu.ca.
call or text. Connect with The Wave at 604-909-9983.
Impressed with the Wave listeners that we sent down to the Catalina Island Jazz Tracks Festival over the weekend. Lynn and her absolutely stunning and fun-loving friend Colleen were down on Catalina Island to just experience so many of the Wave artists that we jam out to every day on the Wave. And what I want to highlight, and you can see these photos on the Wave 98.3 Facebook page, but Colleen every single day rocked an absolutely brilliant outfit. And you know, she pre-planned. Some of them had, you know, musical prints all over them. Some of them were just so brightly colored that the stories I'm hearing is that she was stopped by people numerous times during the music festival. That's always the way to rock, right? Unless you don't want to be spotted. Maybe her friend Lynn just kind of kept in the background. However you roll, though, we'd love to send you on a wave adventure, too. Stand by for details on the next one. Wave 98.3, good morning.
I've never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance. Give out half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing. All the highlights in your hair that catch your eye. I have been blind, lady in red. Is dancing with me.
Greg Kavanaugh's Caravan. Man, that was some rain over the weekend. I'm TJ, 631, and that and more making waves on the West Coast. Let's unpack. So the latest atmospheric river on the South Coast, it's left some areas this morning still in pretty rough shape. The District of North Vancouver has declared a state of emergency with at least six properties there under mandatory evacuation orders. The North Shore received over 200 millimeters of rain, by the way, and that was over 3 days. But in our entire region, Coquitlam had the most with over 256 millimeters of rain. Again, spread over 3 days, but still. In Coquitlam, it's caused widespread flooding and even a destructive mudslide. And I mean, I'm just scratching the surface, right? If you were watching the news over the weekend, even just watching what was happening in your own community or online, that was definitely one for the record books. In other news, the official results of the BC election are going to take another week to determine. That's because two ridings are just too close to call. There's less than 100 votes difference. They're going to recount those by hand, by the way. In the meantime, the NDP are leading with 46 ridings, the Conservatives with 45, and the Greens with 2. Most likely outcome, according to political analysts, a minority NDP government. But we're going to see, right? Again, it could take until next week for the official results. In sports, Canucks with a W in Philly over the weekend. Road trip continues in Chicago tomorrow. And also this morning, congratulations to the BC Lions. They're heading into playoff season now with the hopes of playing the Grey Cup November 17th at BC Place. Mornings with Tara Jean. And welcome to it, friends. Welcome to the morning show. And welcome to the Doobie Brothers. Wave weather for this brand new day, Monday, October the 21st. It's really settled down now, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers and a high of 12. Right now at 555 West Georgia, 9 degrees. I promised you the doobies, and here we go. rest to chill. And it's Wave 98.3. Happy Monday. Taking care of your soundtrack for you this morning. And also, you know, part of my gig too is just making sure you have the latest and freshest word on the commute. We're still dark and early, but no stalls or accidents reported on any of our major routes. However, I will say, even though it's been, you know, several hours now since we saw the real torrential downfall of that atmospheric river, there are still some spots, like really depending on the, you know, where it is, North Shore, Coquitlam, where we're still seeing water pooling. So keep that in mind during your commute. Slow her down if you have to. Stink eye the other drivers if they're not doing their part. And also, if you're hitting up BC Ferries this morning, Monday morning vibes there. It's a busy start from Tawasin to Swartz Bay with the 7 and the 9 full. So a 2 sailing wait. The 10 o'clock is yours.
Tara Jean in the morning. Wave 98.3.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
You're gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
All aboard! Get ready for an unforgettable weekend of trains, tracks, and family fun at the Vancouver Train Expo, November 2nd and 3rd at the PNE Forum. There's something for everyone with intricate model rail displays and endless vendors with all things trains. It's BC's biggest model railway show. Tickets available at the door. For details, visit VancouverTrainExpo.ca. The Vancouver Train Expo, where the magic of trains comes alive.
Let life get better on me. And when I look into the dark, I can see my own reflection. Baby, I don't like what I see. Life has a way of calling in a question. Everything you thought you knew all about. But it ain't about the money. Ain't about tomorrow. Oh, about the here and now, yeah. Oh, about the here and now. Give me just one more day. Tell me that love is here to stay. I'll open my heart deep down in my soul, yeah. Done is done. I never had much luck in romance. I paid the price. I made that sacrifice. Yeah. All I really want is a second chance. Yeah.
Baby, clear the floor and let's dance.
Give me just one more day. Tell me that love is here to stay. Just one more day. Tell me that
Everybody's got something inside. Everybody's just got to let go.
West Coast Twist, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Jean in the morning, Wave 98.3.
10 days till Halloween, and do I have a pumpkin hack for you? A pumpkin carving hack showed up in my newsfeed on Facebook a couple days ago, and I thought, this is one to share. I also present you with this pumpkin carving hack after my daughter had a pumpkin carving party at our house over the weekend. It was a disaster. I mean, the pumpkins look great, but the process of getting there and the mess after, it's insane. So here's the tricks. So instead of cutting open the top of your pumpkins this year, cut open the bottom. If you put a candle in, you can still put the bottom, you know, underneath it, and then the top looks much nicer and natural. The second one is, after you've cut out the bottom, don't put your hand inside with a spoon like we've always done. I don't know, maybe this is just my family. Use a hand mixer to clean out the insides. You can actually get it really, really clean. And then finally, and I think this is kind of one of the big takeaways for me because I don't like using knives to carve out the pumpkins, take cookie cutters and hammer the shapes out of the pumpkins. always looking for some easy way to do something hard. I'll leave the pumpkin carving to you and my teenage daughter, though. I'll just tell you what to do. Try those cookie cutters, though, hey? Kim Waters on the wave.
earthly things. Right here in my mind, there's times when all truth rings. A gentle touch of innocence, a plane where honesty exists and where love rings true. Unspoken words I feel for you. Cleared of all insanity. Filled with miles and miles of clarity. There are no words to say, I rise each morn to greet the day, laying next to you. You feel them two words unspoken, words you see in my eyes, a trust unbroken. Never-ending energy, a shroud of golden moments, an entity, an operation for our eyes. And why should we be so surprised? We are in tune, oh so in tune to words unspoken. What you see in my eyes, a trust unbroken. No words can describe. When you feel lost in this darkness, and no one seems to hear when you call, just need my senses to find you. You wouldn't have to.
This is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Just shy of 7 o'clock this morning, I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves on the West Coast. What a weekend, hey? So here's some of, I guess, the aftermath. Coquitlam, an ongoing search for a resident of a home that washed away in a mudslide on Saturday, and Coquitlam definitely seeing the most rain out of our whole region, 256 millimeters. On the North Shore, A local state of emergency has been declared in the district of North Vancouver. So we've got 6 homes in the Deep Cove area under a mandatory evacuation order. This is along Panorama Drive. According to the district, there's some private infrastructure that they're worried about failing. I'm not too sure what the exact specifics are, but I did hear from some of the people who were evacuated that they were taken by surprise over it. And then also, and this was one of the wild things, so many viral videos from the weekend and the atmospheric river showed streets turning into rivers, primarily, again, North Shore and Coquitlam, but some of those streets even saw fish swimming down them. Shifting to BC politics, did you make it out to vote? I know a lot of people were unable to because of the rain. That definitely put like a bit of a dark mark on the day. But now we know official results from Saturday's election will not be out until at least next week. Elections BC says they need to recount by hand at least 2 ridings, one to Fuca Malahat and Surrey City Central, because they have less than 100 votes separating the NDP and the BC Conservative candidates. Doesn't that feel, I don't know about you, it just feels incredibly powerful and just a great reminder of how much your single vote can be worth, right? The initial count that wrapped up yesterday shows David Eby's NDPs elected or leading in 46 ridings, John Rustad and the Conservatives elected or leading in 45, and the Green Party has locked up 2 seats. With the Greens too, did you hear? Sonia Furstenow did not win her spot in Beacon Hill. And wave weather, mostly cloudy today, chance of showers. And isn't that nice? Just a chance of showers. Our high today's 12. Right now at 555 West Georgia, 9 degrees with Sam Smith.